some deadly poison that they're using to destroy the forest and the land. I don't know about other agriculture uses down here. I can just tell you what's happening up north. Garlon is very close to Agent Orange. It's an herbicide. And they're using it as the trees get smaller and smaller. They're using this instead of chainsaws to take down the trees. And what they're doing is they're hiring Mexican crews. And what they do this thing, it's called hack and squirt. They chop all the way around the bark, and then they squirt straight Garlon in it. And it kills the tree so, it's a systemic poison, and it kills the tree so quickly that it dies with the leaves still on it. And so it creates this tremendous toxic firestorm, as well as these atrocious working conditions. Last spring, I helped a worker who worked on one of these spraying crews file an OSHA complaint, which OSHA squashed, by the way. He was the only white person on the crew, and so the white bosses had him be the person mixing the chemicals. And he said that there was no safety equipment for the people who were spraying it. People get sterility, they get birth defects, they get all kinds of diseases from it. They didn't have any masks, they didn't have any, any that they were had these leaking backpack sprayers that they put plastic bags over to try to contain them, and they have this blue dye, and they'd come out stained blue at the end of it. And at one point, he was instructed by his supervisor to pump drinking water from a river, from a dirty river, for the spray crew using the same pump that they had used to pump Garlon. And he walked, and he said, just do it, Fess, they're just Mexicans, they won't notice. And so he walked off the job and filed an OSHA complaint. And increasingly, as the trees get smaller and smaller, the technology gets more and more toxic, and the labor force becomes more and more exploited. And the uses of poisons, it's part of this whole entropy as we get closer to the death of the earth. At each step, they use more and more toxic technologies.